First reading is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 35, verses 3 to 6. Strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear, your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution he will come to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert.
I've got two readings from the Gospel of Mark here, and it's talking about they, which are the disciples. The first one is Mark 6, verse 53 to 56, and then we'll go straight into Mark 10, 46 to 52. So when they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret and anchored there. As soon as they got out of the boat, people recognized Jesus. They ran throughout that whole region and carried those who were ill on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages, towns, or countryside, they placed those who were ill in the marketplaces. They begged him to let them touch even the edge of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me!" Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet. But he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me!" Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road.
And the last reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7, verses 20 to 23. When the men came to Jesus, they said, "John the Baptist sent us to you to ask, 'Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?'" At that very time, Jesus cured many who had diseases, illnesses, and evil spirits, and gave sight to many who were blind. So he replied to the messengers, "Go back and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me."
A while ago, we were doing the study on Mark's Gospel. There's a slide up there. And today, we thought we'd take a closer look at the topic from our studies on Mark's Gospel, on Jesus as compassionate healer, number 6, up there. I found it interesting that the study guide gave as the aim of the session to stimulate hope and confidence in Jesus' ability and desire to heal people today within the context of submission to his will and purposes. And so I just wanted to begin by just looking back quickly at our passages. In Isaiah verses 5 and 6, we see the words, "Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert." The healing in the Gospels announced that this has now dawned. The response from Jesus in Luke 7:21. In our next reading that we had, I think Joe read it last, which was actually quite a good time to read it, I thought, but it was actually. But in Luke 21, at that very time, Jesus cured many who had diseases, illnesses, and evil spirits and gave sight to many who were blind. So he replied to the messengers. They'd come from John the Baptist to ask, are you the one or are we going to expect somebody else? And his response was the fulfillment of the prophecy. Go back and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me. So Jesus is not just a prophet, but the fulfillment of the prophecy that continues for us today. In Mark 6, the next passage, we see simple faith, where the moment the people recognized Jesus, they ran, if we've got verse 55, yes, they ran throughout that whole region and carried those who were ill on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages, towns, or countryside, they placed those who were ill in the marketplaces. They begged him to let them even touch the edge of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. Simple faith. And then we see persistent faith in Mark 10, where blind Bartimaeus called again and again to Jesus to have mercy on him, despite being rebuked and told to be quiet. I was struck in the last passage by Jesus' simple question. It's in verse 51. What do you want me to do for you? It makes me want to say, when I read that, it makes me want to say, sort of, come on, Jesus, he's blind. What do you think he wants you to do for him? I was reminded then of the Reverend John Ryland's account. He's director of the Christian Healing Mission. And he and his team were asked to go to an institute for the deaf, to do a healing talk and a healing time. And he said he admits that he was actually very nervous about it because he thought they're all deaf and I'm coming along to do a healing talk. What will they expect? And he spent time in prayer and he was very, very worried. And he went there and the Christian healing model is the Jesus encounter, which we're going to use this morning, where people there encountered Jesus on their own. And he said, when they shared afterwards, he said, none of them actually said that they had wanted to be cured of their deafness. He said there were so many things that they wanted Jesus to do for them when they were met with that question, what do you want me to do for you? So although Bartimaeus asked for his sight, Jesus knew that he was not there to assume what the man wanted. He needed him to voice it for himself. And we often assume that healing is for physical needs, but of course Jesus knows us better than we know ourselves. I also found it interesting in this incident, as Bartimaeus asked for his sight, to note that he continued to follow Jesus down the road. No doubt he needed so much more. I was then reminded of the Alpha course this week. I do recommend it. Tuesday afternoon, evening, in here, 7:15. Be a lovely meal first. This week we're looking at why Jesus died. But last week the theme was, who is Jesus? And Nikki Gumbel at one point gave many Bible references as to Jesus pointing to himself as the way to God the Father and therefore the answer to people's needs. John 10:30, I and the Father are one. Matthew 10:40, if you receive me, you receive God. If you welcome me, you welcome God. John 14:9, if you have seen me, you have seen God. And John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And then pointing to himself as a compassionate healer to address needs of society, to satisfy spiritual hunger. John 6:35, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. To those battling with addiction, John 5:36, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. To those in the stronghold of worry, anxiety, guilt, or fear, Matthew 11:28, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. To those in need of rest, John 10:9, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. And to those in the grip of pride, Matthew 18:2-3, he called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And he said, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus, compassionate healer. So how about us? We did not live 2,000 years ago. We have to live by faith and not by sight. But Jesus thought of us in his prayer. This really strikes me in John 17:20-21, when he said, my prayer is not for them alone, that is his disciples at the time. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me. And then again in verse 26, I've made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them. Jesus used many different methods to heal in order to stop people becoming legalistic about how a healing ministry should be carried out. But it's for all of us. As soon as we believe in Jesus, we receive his Holy Spirit. We come alongside and listen. We pray for friends who are sick. We come before Jesus, and as Peter was saying, actually I was just leaving when he was speaking to get a glass of water, but he was saying it's out of our relationship with God. We're always free to choose how we respond. Jesus does not change. He's alive and at work. Hebrews 13:8 reminds us Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. We humbly need to recognize that his ministry continues today and that the power comes from God and not from ourselves. So are we persuaded by the aim of the session for Mark's Gospel, Jesus as compassionate healer, which was to stimulate hope and confidence in Jesus' ability and desire to heal people today within the context of submission to his will and purposes? We lay down pride, we exercise simple faith, and we answer Jesus' question, what do you want me to do for you today? And so what we're going to do now is allow a time to encounter Jesus. I'm going to lead us into being able to sit quietly and find that place of Jesus with us. And when I finish speaking, quiet music will begin playing. And there'll be about 10 minutes of personal encounter. Members of the ministry team will circulate with a gentle touch and oil. Now, if you do not want to be interrupted by a member of the ministry team, because we'll all be receiving during that time, then please fold your hands in your lap. If you would like to receive the ministry of the gentle touch and oil, then please keep your hands clearly open so that we can see that you do and we don't disturb you otherwise. And then fold them in your lap when you've received so that we're not going round and round and round. about the oil, it's used to symbolise the work of Jesus on the cross in bringing healing and deliverance, or to symbolise the anointing of the Holy Spirit. This ministry time is completely non-intrusive. You will not be asked any questions. You will simply be able to rest in Jesus and receive. The encounter is between you and Jesus. Lord God, Jesus told us we can call you Father. When we pray, He told us to begin with our Father. Father, in your hands you hold all of creation. Father, you hold me. You are the Father who sees. You have seen me. You have seen my life. You have seen through every event that has happened. There is no part of my life that is hidden from you. Father, I rest in your hands and catch your delight in me. You have sent the Spirit of your Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. Father, I'm the work of your hands. You placed me in this place, at this time. Nothing about me is an accident. The fact that I'm here today is not an accident. You determined the times and the exact places where we would be and where we would live. Father, I trust in your love for me. And I thank you for Jesus. Jesus, our compassionate healer, who came to show what you were like, Father, who came to show your love for us. He stopped for everyone, all those who called out to him. He never ignored. You are the Father's gift to us, Lord Jesus. You are the sign of the Father's delight in us. And as we sit in your presence, you've promised to be with us, never to leave us or forsake us. And so I encourage you to sense where you feel Jesus is for you at this moment. Find the presence of the one with the gift of the Father to you. One of the things Jesus came to do was to bring us back to the Father's loving heart. What is he trying to show you about his love for you and the Father's love for you? Catch his delight in you. Don't dismiss it. Let Jesus do what he came to do. What is it you would like Jesus to do for you today? What is it you would like to say to the one who sees everything and yet the one who delights in you? And as you speak to him, what would Jesus say back to you? What's that thought that comes to you? We pray, come Holy Spirit. We ask for an increased awareness of your presence within us. And as we ask for an increase of the Spirit's presence, that we may know the wonder of the love of you, our Heavenly Father, and the awareness of Jesus, we take this time to continue to receive from you. So we're going to circulate now. Please hold your hands open if you'd like us to administer the oil and the touch.